The reading scripture is Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of more than 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this earth through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us to have this 2014 inauguration service. This year, we have a total of 56 inaugurated, 4 elders, 54 senior deaconesses, 4 honorary senior deaconesses, and 3 associative senior deaconesses. I congratulate all those who are being inaugurated as precious workers of the kingdom of God. And I also give thanks to all the families and guests of the inaugurates who've come to this church to celebrate this blessed day together. Dear inaugurates and other members, those of you who are being inaugurated today have been diligent in their lives of faith and in loving God. You are here today because your faithfulness was acknowledged. But all those days could not be made possible just with your own strength, but by the delicate love of God. You might think you chose to come to this church, but in fact, you could come here by the love and guidance of God. Many people testify, not all of them, but most of them, in their dreams or in their visions, that they were led to this church. You could hear and understand the words of God and pray and take up various duties by the grace of God the Father. You are nothing, but God bought you with the precious blood of the Lord and made you His children. When you were in despair, being unable to understand the meaning of life, He let you know the true purpose of life. You learn the providence of God who cultivates human beings and understood the meaning in the cross of the Lord. Now you are receiving precious titles in the church. The value of the title given by God cannot be compared with any honor of this world. If you become good pastors, elders, or senior deaconesses who lead the flock to the way of salvation and who serve the church as your own household, you'll receive precious positions in heaven too. I'm delivering this message with the title, "One Who Loves God," in order that you can get such precious positions as these in heaven. I hope not just the inaugurates, but also other members will check yourselves once again as to whether you truly love God. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may be proper and good workers who please God. Dear inaugurates and other members, firstly, those who love God, love God first and above all else. Even those believers who compromise with the world say they love God. They love their family, honor, fame, or money more than God, but they still come to church, so they think they love God. But this is not the kind of love that God wants. If you consider anything better than God, it means our love for God is not true. Let me give an example. There is a person who has earnest hope, and he prays continually and even fasts. He also works hard for God's kingdom. When grace comes down upon him, He confesses his love with tears. But if things do not go as he wants, in many cases, his attitude changes. He might speak words and complain, and he stops praying and working for God's kingdom. It is to love himself more than God. His confession of love for God is not true. For our confession of love for God to be true, we have to love God more than anything else. Daniel's three friends were now about to be thrown into fiery furnace because they didn't worship an idol. What did they say at that time? Daniel 3:17 and 18 says, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king." But even if it does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. What a confident and great confession. They not just believed the Almighty God would save them, but even if not, in other words, even if they died in fiery furnace, they would never do anything that could disappoint God. Nowadays, on GCN, you can watch the program called In the Reminiscence, right? And it deals with the my past crusades. And it is well drawn. In some countries, they made a law to arrest or fine those who preach the gospel or who help those who preach the gospel. And even like more than hundreds of police officers were, surrounded the hotel, but we took taxi and got out of the hotel while other members individually left the hotel and met in a meeting place and conducted crusade. When arrested, the police officers were spying on us. I mean, they were watching on us, but we conducted crusade. We were risking our lives. Without it, we couldn't do it. At the end of the show, a lady from India on a wheelchair came out. She couldn't use her hands and legs. She was a well-educated lady. She couldn't come in. So one day, early in the morning, she came into a hotel and stayed. And when she knew that I came back to my room, she came and received my prayer. She couldn't use her arms and legs. But after receiving my prayer, she stood up and she could walk out of the hotel. She couldn't even move. She was rich. She could afford all kinds of medical treatments. She couldn't write since she could not use her arms, right? She couldn't even pick up her glasses. But by faith, she came before me to receive my prayer. And after receiving my prayer, she stood up. They not just believed the Almighty God who would save them, but even if they died in fiery furnace, they would never do anything that would disappoint God. So since I went there to preach the gospel, the country where the preaching the gospel was prohibited, I went there. And even the royal prince came to know that, you know, I was about to, you know, conduct a crusade. So the police officers were surrounding my hotel so that, you know, we couldn't conduct the crusade. But it was a great plan, and then we conducted, and we succeeded the crusade. It means God was more precious than their own lives. Can you also make the same kind of confession? When you think of the grace of God who gave His only begotten Son, can you say with a true heart, I love the Father and the Lord more than my life? Such a person will not put his own thoughts or plans first, but he will seek the will of God first through the Word of God and prayer. Rather than what he wants or what he likes, he chooses something that pleases God. Rather than what is beneficial for himself, he will seek what is beneficial for the kingdom of God. Wherever he is and whatever he does, he will try to please God, and he will always think of the heart and will of God first. Pastors, elders, and senior deaconesses should have this kind of heart. If you love God first and please God in everything in your life, God will not just remain still. Just as Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. He will also love you more than anything else. Lord of God Almighty, if He loves you, then there is nothing you can envy. There's nothing impossible. He will lift you up with His almighty power. He will give your heart's desires and bless you whether you come in or go out. I urge you in the name of the Lord to be considered precious by loving God first. Dear inaugurates and other members, secondly, those who love God also love the shepherd who leads them to spirit. It's not just being fond of Him, but they will love Him with all their hearts. Unbelievers wouldn't be able to understand, but the love between the shepherd and the flock and the Lord is deeper than any other love of this world. A true shepherd would give his life for the souls of his flock, just like Jesus did. If the shepherd feeds the flock with spiritual food and shows the example of truth, naturally the flock will love that shepherd. Even if you pretend, it doesn't work. As time goes by, the heart of truth will be, you know, shown. 1 Thessalonians 2:8 says, having so fond an affection for you, you were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us. They were Paul's words, saying he didn't just preach the gospel with words, but serve the believers without sparing his life. For this reason, the believers in Galatia were willing to give even their eyes, if they could. Also, the disciples who were helping Paul loved him so very much. Romans 16 verse 4 first says, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Philippians 2:30 says, because he came close to death for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was deficient in your service to me. As recorded, Paul's disciples loved him so truly that they would not spare even their lives if it was for Paul. For these disciples, the pain of their teacher was their own pain, and the wish of their teacher was their own wish. When Paul was in jail, they visited him and comforted him. And they also visited the churches with the understanding of Paul's heart, taking care of the believers. If you truly love God, you must be united as one with the shepherd with true love. You should understand what the shepherd is praying for, what he is pleased with or grieved by. You should feel his heart together with him. What would the shepherd really want? It's only the glory of God. When he eats, when he drinks, no matter what he does, it is he only wants to give glory to God. He wants salvation, sanctification, and blessings of the souls. If you truly love the shepherd, you will also live for the glory of God. You will deny yourself, change quickly, and go into spirit and whole spirit. Also, you will earnestly ask for power and power with authority to lead our souls to spirit too. Those workers who are united with the shepherd through love will play main roles in evangelizing the whole world with the holiness gospel. Dear inaugurates and other members, thirdly, those who love God have deep love for the souls. Some say they love God, but they first care about themselves and their Christian lives. They diligently worship and pray, but they are not really interested in other souls. But if you really love God and the shepherd, you will have a heart desperate for the souls. It's because you will understand how much the Father and the Lord are grieving because of the dying souls. Also, you would understand how much the shepherd is worried about those with weak faith. Moreover, for those who have goodness in heart, it is something natural to show goodness to others. They would want to share with other souls the love they received from the Father and the Lord. So they would visit the weak souls, encourage them, and help and serve those who are in difficulties. Even though nobody tells them to do those things, they would care for the kingdom of God with the heart of the Father and that of the shepherd. In this church, we are like more than early churches. Many of you are helping so many people. Everything the early church did is taking place in this church. We gather together, we pray earnestly, just like early church members did. All the time, the power of God is manifested. Signs and wonders are taking place, and we are earnest in giving other people. 2 Corinthians 11 verses 28 and 29 says, "Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak?" Of all the churches. For the churches. "Who is led into sin without my intense concern?" You must be able to make the same profession as these verses. Dear inaugurates and other members, Matthew 22 verses 37 to 39 tells us the greatest commandment of all. First, it is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Second, it is to love our neighbors as ourselves. There are so many commandments, but the greatest of them is love. The Almighty God created human beings and controls the human history to gain children who love God and to live with them in the eternal kingdom of heaven. You understand this heart of the Father and came to possess heaven. Now, I hope that you will try to love God the Father even more. This is the greatest goal we have to achieve in our lives. Also, it is the way for you to fulfill your duties perfectly. I ask you to love God first, to be united with the shepherd with love, and show your love to other souls. In doing so, may God receive glory wherever you are, and God's kingdom may be greatly enlarged. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. I will pray. Father God, with the guests and inaugurators who had the service, just as you said, let us put your words into our hearts. Our elders, senior deaconesses, let them remember your word. Through them, please be glorified. Whatever they eat and drink or whatever they do, let them live only for your glory, Father. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Father God, lay your hands on all the sick parts. Work with the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them be healthy both in spirit and in body. There are many prayer requests from other countries. Transcending space and time, lay your hands on them. Bless Pastor Paul Lee of Germany to lead the Measure of Faith seminar at Alsdorf Church on October 5th. Bless Benu of India to be healed of tuberculosis. Bless Yula of England so that her son George would be healed of autism. Bless Victor of Belarus so that his daughter Mary would be healed of lymphoma expansion. Bless Chen Changmin to be healed of diabetes and heart blood vessel disease. Bless Che Yong Hong to be healed of rheumatism. Bless Pan Ruang to be healed of ear disease and high blood pressure. Bless Zhao Xiao Cheng to be healed of heart disease. And bless Wo Jun Hong to be healed of tumor. Bless Hu Kai Wan to be healed of lymph disease and a teeth problem. Bless Song Jia Chi to be healed of. Bless Li Chen Hui to be healed of high blood pressure and blood clots. Bless Chen Shang to grow up to become taller. Bless Wang Xing Wei to be healed of alcohol addiction and to stop smoking. Bless Zhao Yakun to receive a visa to Korea. Bless Wang Chengkuo to get your sharing house well, Father. Father, from InVictory viewers and readers, and TV and Russia viewers, lay your hands on them and answer their heart's desires and prayers. Heal them, solve their problems, let their family be evangelized, and let their soul become prosperous. Father God, thank you. Bless our members. Lay your hands on them, from head to toe, and every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can be healthy in spirit and body. All the darkness go away. May the light come. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Stomach, kidney, and all other organs and intestines become normal. All skin diseases go away and be cleansed. Diabetes, high blood pressure, go away. Last stage of cancer, lung diseases, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Father God, let them be healthy both in spirit and body. Be with us in the rest of this service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.